This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. surpassed 1,000 measles cases last Friday, with Texas still reporting newly confirmed cases since its large outbreak began 3 months ago. Texas still accounts for the vast majority of measles cases in the U.S., with 709 measles cases in an outbreak that also spread measles to New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Two unvaccinated elementary school-aged children died from measles-related illnesses in the epicenter in West Texas, and an adult in New Mexico who was not vaccinated died of complications from measles. Other states with active outbreaks, which the CDC defines as three or more related cases, include Indiana, Michigan, Montana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. North America has two other ongoing outbreaks, all of which are the same measles strain. One outbreak in Ontario, Canada, has resulted in more than 1,400 cases, and the Mexican state of Chihuahua had 1,000 measles cases and one death as of last Friday. Measles is caused by a highly contagious virus that's airborne and spreads easily when an infected person breathes, sneezes, or coughs. It is preventable through vaccines and had been considered eliminated from the U.S. since 2000. As the virus takes hold in U.S. communities with low vaccination rates, health experts fear that spread could stretch on for a year. Montana added three new measles cases in the last 2 weeks, bringing the total to eight. The state's outbreak started in mid-April in southwestern Gallatin County, Montana's first measles cases in 35 years. Health officials said the first cases were in a family of five who had traveled out of state. No word on whether the new cases are linked to other outbreaks in North America. North Dakota has nine cases of measles as of last Tuesday. That state hadn't seen measles since 2011. The best way to avoid measles is to get the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. The first shot is recommended for children between 12 and 15 months old, and the second between 4 and 6 years old. People who were immunized before 1968 with an ineffective vaccine made from killed virus should be revaccinated with at least one dose. Measles first infects the respiratory tract, then spreads throughout the body, causing a high fever, runny nose, cough, red watery eyes, and a rash which generally appears 3 to 5 days after the first symptoms, beginning as flat red spots on the face and then spreading downward to the neck, trunk, arms, legs, and feet. When the rash appears, fever may spike over 104 degrees Fahrenheit, dangerously high. Most kids will recover from measles, but infection can lead to dangerous complications like pneumonia, blindness, brain swelling, and death. There's no specific treatment for measles, so doctors generally try to alleviate symptoms, prevent more serious complications, and keep patients comfortable. Last week, the first week that many Yellowstone National Park roads were open for motor vehicles for the summer tourist season, a 47-year-old man from Cape Coral, Florida, got too close to a bison and was injured. The incident occurred in the Lake Village area of the park when the man approached the bison too closely and was subsequently gored. The man sustained minor injuries and received treatment from emergency medical personnel. This marks the first reported incident of a person being injured by a bison in 2025. In previous years, there were two reported incidents in 2024 and one in 2023. Wildlife in Yellowstone are wild and can be dangerous. Wild animals can be aggressive if people don't respect their space. It is every person's responsibility to stay more than 25 yards away from all large animals. That's bison, elk, bighorn sheep, deer, moose, and coyotes, and at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves. If wildlife approach, move away to always maintain these safe distances. Bison will defend their space when threatened and have injured more people in Yellowstone than any other animal. They are unpredictable and can run three times faster than humans. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.